Welcome back to Going Over, live from the Archview Flooring Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back in. Going over on the only 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD, 2 FM, InsideSTL.com. Joe and John here with you till noon today. We'll be back at it again tomorrow as well. Busy day here in St. Louis. We will be at the Kitchen Sink from 10 to noon, down at South Broadway Athletic Club from 2 to 4, and then Money in the Bank, WWE's Money in the Bank at Scottrade. Guess what? Doors open at 6. Bell rings at 6:30, pay-per-view from 7 until whenever the hell the network wants to go off the air.
Fortunately, this isn't like one of the other four where they go 8 hours.
Yes.
So hopefully we get out of there by 10.
That'd be nice. Yeah. And I mentioned the Something to Wrestle With podcast, the live show tomorrow at South Broadway Athletic Club, tomorrow at the Kitchen Sink. Bruce Pritchard and this man will be joining us, but to talk it over with him on the phone the day before, we welcome into the show. Find him on Twitter at Hey, it's Conrad. He is Conrad Thompson. Conrad, what's going on? Oh, and he dropped, so we're going to give him a call back. Oh, no. Did I say something wrong?
Not. Oh, no. Conrad's like one of the most humble people I've ever heard.
Oh, no.
In front of a microphone or behind
a
microphone.
What did I say? Oh. No, I'm thinking back to the way
what time is the show start tomorrow? Something to Wrestle With Bruce Pritchard.
2 to 4. Tickets online at notarib.com. I should mention to you right now, we're going to give tickets away at the end of this interview. Conrad texted me today. Hey, we have tickets to give away. 855-282-8255. 855-282-8255. Put that number in your phone. Get ready to text in to the show. We will tell you what to text in at later on or once the interview is done, but we are going to give away tickets to the podcast tomorrow. And with that, we welcome back in the host of the most popular wrestling podcast in the world. He is Conrad Thompson. What's going on, Conrad?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us once again. I cannot wait for tomorrow's show. And I got to say, the man sitting here across from me, John Marasek, he is the reason that I started listening. He was talking about the podcast back when you guys were probably only getting 300,000 downloads a week. he told me to start listening, and I haven't been able to stop since. So, John, I've talked to Conrad before, and I'm going to talk to Conrad tomorrow, so I'm going to let you take things over from here.
I'm sure you've told the story many, many times of just how this all began, but I'm more interested in how this whole show has evolved, because a lot like wrestling, and it's talked about ad nauseum these days, the greatest, the most successful, the most entertaining are things that evolve organically. And I listened to the first episode the first week that you guys started, and to see how it's gone from even talking about the current product and then into a shorter version of the what happened when type style of looking back with Bruce Pritchard on and him telling stories to where it's evolved now into almost like a 30 for 30 style recap and history lesson of something that happened in the past from Bruce's perspective. How did you get from there to evolve into what you are now?
Well, it was kind of all a happy accident. You know, I knew that Bruce had really cool stories to tell, and wrestling had just kind of forgotten him, and I thought that was a shame, and I pushed him to do it, and I thought it would just be a couple of buddies, you know, sharing some jokes and listening to old stories, and eventually, it just kind of evolved. We started to listen to the audience, and I'm a salesman at heart. I want to give them what they're buying, so we go ahead and quickly cut out all the current talk and just focus more on the old stuff. And then we decided to do the poll and really just ask people, hey, what do you want us to talk about? And then eventually they picked something I didn't know much about. And I had just kind of been freestyling, as I like to say, just off the top of my head and whatever was just readily available while we were taping, I would use as notes, but no real considerable research. And then with the steroid trial, I had to put in some work. I just, you know, I was a kid when that happened, and I hadn't really studied a lot about it, so I just didn't know a lot about it. So I had to put in some time, and I really was happy with the way that turned out. So then it became a labor of love doing the research every week, and here we are.
And Bruce has the stories, and Bruce lived it. But it's difficult to remember every detail, and without your research having the ability to lead him into stories or maybe jog his memory of stories, but also combat some of the things that he says or his recollections versus the way things are reported. And your guys' ability to beat each other up with a smile and get along adds a tremendous element to the show, because you're not just sitting there going, yep, Bruce, that's great. That's an amazing, that's great. It all happened the way that you just said it. You have an alternate opinion or an alternate report of what had happened, and your guys' ability to go at each other adds a lot of entertainment to the program.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. You know, we did that by design. I felt like every other wrestling podcast out there that had a co-host, it was really the co-host just kind of being the smiling, nodding Ed McMahon type in the background. And I did that on the Ric Flair show because that's what people wanted, more Rick. Well, Rick was a draw. Bruce Pritchard was not a draw, but his stories were, the content was. So we decided to kind of go more of an old CNN crossfire type, you know, way to format the show, where there's what Dave Meltzer said happened and what we smart marks have always been led to believe happened, and then there's the perspective from inside the inner circle. And so we know what the story was from the outside looking in, but what about from the inside looking out? And I think that's what makes the show so fun.
And there are a number of great stories that you guys have told, and there isn't an episode that has passed that I didn't listen to from beginning to end or felt bored during. It's riveting type stuff. And even things like that I wouldn't have anticipated that I thought were going to be at the top. One of my favorite episodes is the XFL episode, which is something that people like to take shots at and make fun of. But it really was innovative. And then to hear how the inner workings were behind the scenes and just what a cluster a lot of it was, and to think that it was still able to get on television and survive a whole season was amazing. You've got wrestling people trying to write a football show that is really supposed to be a game on the field. It was hilarious.
It is hilarious. And a lot of our wrestling fans initially said, I'm not listening to that. I don't care about football. What they didn't understand is, it's not really about football. It's about the Spaldings on Vince McMahon to have the gall to think that, hey, I can make movies, so now I'm going to do sports. That's not really the way it works. I don't remember Steven Spielberg ever saying, you know what, I think I can run the Dallas Stars. That's not the way it works. And this is bigger than just a franchise. This is a whole league. And it was a miss, but it was a phenomenal podcast. And it's available in the archives now.
Maybe the best line of that whole thing had to be when they were discussing the rules, and Vince says, well, after the first game, if we don't like them, we'll change them.
Yeah.
This is professional football.
He's so used to wrestling, you know, and you know he changed the rules in the middle of a match. He doesn't realize that's not the way it works in real sports. And it really is just a little bit of an insight into the mind of a madman where he's so unaware and so – you know, he just lacks that self-awareness that we all have. He just assumes he's going to be awesome at everything he does, and that's what makes him such an interesting character.
I wish I'd have been there when Bruce Pritchard and Michael PSAs found out they were going to write football promos.
Isn't that great? I mean, especially Bruce Pritchard, who thinks that you score home runs in football.
Oh, we're talking to Conrad Thompson. He is the co-host with Bruce Pritchard of the podcast Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard, and they're going to be doing a live show tomorrow night at the South Broadway Athletic Club. You can still get some tickets. There aren't very many left. NotARib.com is where you can get them. The show begins at 2 p.m. It'll get over in plenty of time for you to head over to the Scott Trade Center and check out one of my favorite pay-per-views, Money in the Bank. How are you guys dealing with, or what has the response been from the WWE? And I know that talent listens, and a lot of talent, surprisingly, has been open about listening, whether it's...
I enjoyed Zack Ryder's tweet. Well, this isn't right. Even the Bruce Pritchard podcast. This was the Schiavone podcast. Zack Ryder openly tweeting out that he's watching WWE Greed, or WCW Greed.
which there's no other reason you would be watching Greed other than Schiavone and Conrad's podcast. But you've got... you had Dolph showing up at a WrestleMania at Access signing wearing a... a Bruce Pritchard t-shirt. You've got AJ Styles in a promo dropping a Jerry Jarrett Bruce Pritchard impression line. What? How careful do they, and even Corey Graves even had is openly established that he is a listener. I mean, do these guys have to be careful? Is this something that is okay with the office? And have either of you guys heard from inside what they think of what's going on with you two?
Well, I'm pretty good friends with someone in the office, and I know that he listens, and he has not been happy about a couple things we touched on, specifically the Sonny episode. But somebody in talent relations listens every week, and I didn't know that until recently, but when I ran into him at a show, he couldn't wait to correct several things off the record that Bruce had said, because I begged for him to just let me just name drop him on the show and say, well, here's what he said. But he didn't want that. But most of the guys at this point, I think, are okay to listen to it. Every now and again, I'll get an underneath guy or a referee come over and kind of look both ways to make sure no one sees and then say, I love your podcast. So, yeah, a lot of guys are digging it.
Well, I think one thing that does need to be established with the way the podcast works, and I know there's a lot of stuff going on this week with Vince Russo after yesterday's podcast, and Vince just seems to be tweeting and doing videos and everything trying to contradict things that were discussed on the show. This show is not it's not a reporter going through and telling the stories from 3, 4, 5 different perspectives. This is the story of an event or a person and the things that Bruce Pritchard himself had dealings with. So that doesn't necessarily mean that the guy over here is wrong about what he saw or what he experienced or what he says, but this is what Bruce's story was and Bruce's experiences are, and that it, just because that guy's answers are different or experience different doesn't make Bruce wrong.
Yeah, I mean, so much of this happened, you know, 20 plus years ago, and so there's that old cliche, there's my version, your version, and then the one in the middle. And the one in the middle is probably where the truth is. And we're kind of letting the listener decipher where that is. We often break down, here's what Dave Meltzer said, and now here's what Bruce says. And you kind of decide, are you on one side or the other, or are you kind of somewhere in between? And this week with Vince Russo, he's all fired up and saying that, you know, we didn't really get his words and his thoughts out there, and that he's been double-crossed. It's interesting to note that we used his own autobiography to tell his side of the story. So I spent a lot of time reading excerpts from his book, and now he says we didn't give him a fair shot, which I find interesting. I don't know that anybody in the history of writing a book has ever said, this isn't fair, you read my book, those aren't my feelings, but you wrote them.
And you guys have invited Vince Russo to show up in St. Louis tomorrow to the South Broadway Athletic Club. What do you think? Anything can happen in the world of wrestling. Is he going to be there?
Well, you never know. You know, at first he said he wanted to come on our show, but we don't have guests on our podcast, but we do on our live show. So I invited him to the live show, and he wanted to know if I would pay his trans, which is wrestler speak for, will you pay for my gas? And I said, yes. And then he said, hotel? And I said, yes. And he said, I need to fly in. Will you pay for the airfare? And I said, yes. And then he said, well, I don't work for free. Will you give me part of the gate?
God.
And I said, I'll give you 100% of every ticket we sell from this point forward. Yes. And then he said, oh, it's Father's Day. So we'll see. But either way, he was exposed this week once on the podcast, several times on Twitter. And if he's got the Spaldings to show, Bruce Pritchard is a 3-time Karate Black Belt Hall of Famer. And we'll see if Brother Love can dust off the shoulders of Mr. Vince Russo.
You know, it's Father's Day, and he wants to be home with his family, where he does a podcast 5 days a week at home with his family. So he doesn't, you know, want to leave the home that he is at 7 days a week. I can understand that, I guess.
Well, he got plenty of live shows for him to show up too. He's got plenty of opportunities over the next few months.
Well, in theory he does, but this is a one-time-only invite. Let's run through the Father's Day excuse. He's got one kid in Atlanta, two in Colorado. He lives in Indiana. He can Skype him from the stage tomorrow at South Broadway Athletic Club, or me and Bruce are bringing shovels, and we're burying him.
It's, again, I mean, anything can happen. Nobody, you know what? Last year in 2016 in Detroit, nobody expected Shane McMahon to show up at Monday Night Raw. So we can, we show up tomorrow. South Broadway Athletic Club. And as you said, this is the third live show that you guys have done. You did one at WrestleMania. You did one a few weeks ago in Baltimore. So there are things that can happen tomorrow that nobody has ever seen before at any of these live shows. And as you say on the podcast, everyone is different.
You know what? Let me just go ahead and freestyle right now with you. I like this idea so much. I encourage everyone who's listening to this, who's coming to the live show tomorrow, wear black in honor of the funeral, of the wake, of the burying that we're going to do tomorrow. It would be very fitting if you could find a way to just dress in all black tomorrow. Get your tickets, notarib.com. We're not filming it. It won't be released. The only way to see what we're doing is to show up tomorrow. Notarib.com has your tickets for the South Broadway Athletic Club.
And feel free to go to @TheVinceRusso and tell him how you feel and beg him to come. If he has that much to say, and he has have a lot to say on Twitter today and yesterday, and I'm sure it's going to continue in through the weekend, then yeah, he should show up. And he can't ask you guys to come and do something, which you offered, and then not come and show up on your at your guys' event. You can't ask for any more than paying everything and giving you money. You said yes to everything.
Yeah, what we did is we exposed him. You know, he's a con man who likes to come out here and make everything about him and draw attention to himself. We've done over 50 shows on everybody in the business and have had zero backlash like this. Someone is actually paying him attention and breathing a little life into his fledgling podcast career, and he's tickled for the attention. And we'll give him some more if he'll show up. But otherwise, that's it. No more free ride on Bruce and Conrad.
Conrad, what kind of food do you like?
Man, you know what I like. I like everything. I'm a fat guy, right? I like seafood. I eat it real fast.
Well, you are you're gonna love the kitchen sink tomorrow. One of the top restaurants in St. Louis. And it's just a short, about 5-7 minute drive down to the South Broadway Athletic Club from there. So you are gonna love what they're gonna cook up for you tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it. Our mutual friend Dave Green has put it over huge to me, and I'm ready to enjoy it tomorrow. And I look forward to seeing everybody there, and then of course at the South Broadway Athletic Club as well.
Are you going to the pay-per-view tomorrow night too?
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to see Charlotte in her first ever ladder match. That ought to be kind of fun. The rest of the card ought to be, you know, interesting as well. But that's the highlight for me, is seeing the very first women's Money in the Bank match.
Rick's got to be terrified of her in a ladder match.
You know, I don't think so. I think at this point he's kind of used to it. When you get used to seeing her moonsault off everything in sight, you probably grow a little desensitized to it. And he may at this point think that she's Superwoman, and I guess we'll find out tomorrow where she tucks the cape, because if she's doing anything with a ladder, you got to think it's going to be something you don't want to miss.
Real quick, I know you guys try and tailor a lot of these shows to where you are. Other than burying Vince Russo, what can fans expect to hear, the types of stories or the direction that you're going to go with the program, who are heading down to the South Broadway Athletic Club, or those who are thinking about going? You can get your tickets at notarib.com.
We're certainly going to talk about all the wrestling moves, and just the history.
We're losing them. Conrad, we lost you.
Lost you, Conrad. If lost Conrad. If we try to Grove, if you want to pick it up and see if we can get him back on right now, you can text into the show 855-282-8255, 855-282-8255. First person to text in the word Russo. First person to text in the word Russo will win tickets to tomorrow's show. That's 855-282-8255. No, we won't need to call him back. We'll have Conrad on tomorrow, but I know that he did tweet out earlier today asking people what their favorite memories are from St. Louis, from the WWF, WWE in St. Louis, and there are so many to go over. You had the Survivor Series. Mm-hmm. And Grove, if you want to...
two great Survivor Series.
Yeah, if you want to, Grove, I'll give you the numbers to call the people that just won tickets to the event tomorrow. I'll give you those tickets, and I'll give you those numbers to call. What, Yeah, what we had the Survivor Series. What else did we have?
Well, there was the Survivor Series in 1998, which was the first pay-per-view that WWE ever had here, and that was the Deadly Games tournament where The Rock won his first title and joined Mr. McMahon at the end. There was a Raw. There were a couple of Raws in a row. One, the night after Owen Hart tragically died in Kansas City. That Raw was here in St. Louis, which was one of the most bizarre wrestling events.
And that was the first Raw in St. Louis, yes. I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was one of the It was just odd and eerie, and nobody was comfortable. Talent wasn't comfortable. Talent was told they could take the night off if they wanted to. It was just, let's go out there for a couple of hours and we'll just do some matches, and guys are crying in the ring and struggling to get through, and a lot of guys didn't work that night. Steve Austin did appear and just came out at the end, clanked a few beers, and they had Owen's picture up on the screen. Then we had another Raw in 2000, I believe, before the Royal Rumble, which was the Mick Foley had been fired, and The Rock and the rest of the locker room had like a sit-in in the ring to get him back hired. Kane made his debut. Sting made his debut. Raw 1000. That's a lot of huge events that happened here.
Cena, when they did the expansion or the brand split the first time, was drafted to Raw in St. Louis, wasn't he? When he came out in the spirit of St. Louis?
Yeah, that was then as well. So let me get this straight. Conrad said he wants people to wear black for what? For what reason?
For the wake of Vince Russo.
Okay, and I put in honor of Vince Russo. I'm going to say for the wake. For the wake of... Vince's, and I'm tagging Vince in that as well. So this should be fun. My mentions should be a lot of fun now.
Oh, I'm sending it. That'll be good.
Yeah. So there we go. That was good stuff. And he and Bruce will be there tomorrow. John, I've had everything on the menu. What is the one thing you would suggest?
The breakfast burger. It's okay. Money. And what is the one with the brisket on top? That burger too.
That's Grove. Is that the burger you get? That's the burger
like
you
Texas
get, right?
No, I get the Midwestern burger. That might be it.
Yeah, the brisket on it. Yeah.
And then I've also had the Alki burger. And
oh, God, that's
the funnel cake fries are choice, too.
Well, yeah, the funnel fries are a must no matter. I mean, that's the ultimate. You finish with the funnel fries.
Hey,
you can start and finish.
Quickly, it's time now for Crack Slippers.
Oh, Andy's not here, so I guess that's me, right?
Yes, it's you.
Hey. Every week, there's a few stories that might slip through the cracks. You miss them. They're not quite headlines, but they should be mentioned anyway. Joe brings them to you now.
So we talked about it earlier today, Mayweather versus McGregor coming to Vegas. And you might think, how could we that can't be topped, right? A boxer versus an MMA guy? So you know what Discovery Channel said? Hold my beer. John, coming up in Shark Week this year. I don't know if they're doing Sharknado 5, but I know what we are.
Five? Have they done 4? I missed 4.
Yeah, they did 4.
Damn,
yeah.
I missed 4.
Mm-hmm. Go back and watch it.
I will.
Michael Phelps.
I enjoyed 3.
Is going to race a great white shark.
Beautiful. That's good.
No details yet. No details yet for this. It's going to be Phelps versus shark. Great gold versus great white. Right now, they're saying that it's anyone's guess as to how this will actually happen, but I would assume that they're not going to put Michael Phelps in the water with an actual great white shark.
Why not?
Because it would kill him! And he's got to swim in 3 years in wherever they are in 2020.
There's nothing in that movie that's CGI, though. I mean, that's all real great white sharks.
No, he's going to actually go against a real great white shark. Yes, he is actually going to race a great white shark for Shark Week this year.
Oh.
All right, we have got to go. We are out of time tomorrow, 10 to 12. It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow. Bruce Pritchard, Conrad Thompson at the kitchen sink with us. Come on by early for that one and hang out with us. For John Marasek, in today for Andy Hanselman, for Matt Grover, I am Joe Roderick. This has been Going Over on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.